drive.
Oh, not yet.
Not quite.
All right, good morning. It's 9 a.m. Today is the 27th day of April 2026. Today present is myself, County Judge, Legal Clerk, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson, Commissioner Precinct Number 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct 4, Mr. Jerry Lee. This meeting was posted with the Marion County Clerk, Ms. Kimberly White, at 3:41 p.m. on the 21st day of April 2026. Now let's start our meetings with a prayer and a pledge, and I would like to ask Commissioner Webb, do you mind giving us a little prayer this morning?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all our many blessings. Give us some wisdom and the courage to make the wise decisions for our county. Thank you for the rain of yesterday and the sunshine of today. In your holy precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pledge of American flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. In honor of the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
First item on the agenda is the consent agenda. While we do the consent agenda, I'm going to read the rules of the Marion County Commissioners Court. We have one person signed up to speak in matters of exceptional interest. The court may by majority, It is the intention of the court to provide open access to the citizens of Marion County to address the Commissioners Court and express themselves on issues of county government. Members of the public are reminded that the Marion County Commissioners Court is a constitutional court with both judicial and legislative powers. As a constitutional court, Marion County Commissioners Court also possesses the power to issue contempt of court citations. Accordingly, members of the public in attendance at any regular, special, or emergency meeting of the court shall conduct themselves with proper respect and decorum in speaking to and or addressing the court, in participating in public discussions before the court, and in all actions in the presence of the court. Proper attire for men, women, and children is mandatory. Those members of the public who are inappropriately attired and will not conduct themselves in an orderly, appropriate manner will be ordered to leave the meeting. Refuse to abide by the court's order and or continued disruption of the meeting may result in a contempt of court citation. It is not the intention of the Marion County Commissioners Court to provide a public forum for the demeaning of any individual or group. Neither is the intention of the court to allow a member or members of the public to insult the honesty and or integrity of the court as a body or any member or members of the court individually or collectively. Accordingly, profane, insulting, or threatening language directed towards the court and or any person in the court's presence and or racial, ethnic, or gender slurs will not be tolerated. These rules do not prohibit public criticism of the commissioner's court, including criticism of any act, omission, policy, procedure, program, or service. Violation of these rules may result in the following sanctions. Number one, cancellation of a speaker's remaining time. Number two, removal from the commissioner's courtroom. Number three, a contempt citation, and or four, such other civil or criminal sanctions as may be authorized under the Constitution, statutes, and codes of the great state of Texas. Do I have a motion on item number one?
Motion
two.
After last meeting, we had to void a check. It was number 84650 for for $1,224. It was to OmniBase Services of Texas. It's for the JP collections. We just had the wrong amount in there, so I redid it with a manual check number 84814, and the total of that check was $1,326.
Motion to approve the consent agenda with the change of the canceled check and the new check being 84814.
Second.
Motion by Ashley, second by Webb. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two, present to the court a 2025 safety award from the Texas Association of Counties.
I do.
Association County's Risk Management Pool on Workers' Compensation Program hereby recognizes that Marion County had zero lost time in 2025. Outstanding job. That is very
important.
Very. I was going to say, I would assume it's almost impossible.
Almost impossible. Yes.
I think we got it last year too.
We got 2 years in a row.
Discuss and take necessary action regarding the resignation of Dr. Bruce Bradley from the Board of Directors of the Marion County Appraisal District. Oh, actually, I found out from Anne.
Yeah.
She called me and said, what are you going to do?
Motion to accept the resignation of Dr. Bruce Bradley from the Board of Directors of the Marion County Appraisal District.
Second. Motion by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I can sit here and tell you how I really Dr. Bradley did this, but I don't think that would be very relevant in the same law.
He served well.
You know, Dr. Bradley has served on many boards. And it's not just him. I would say the Bradley family has served this community for generations. Number four, discuss and take necessary action on the appointment of Marion County Representative to serve on the Board of Directors of the Marion County Appraisal District. All right, gentlemen. I can't stress to you guys how important this appointment is. It's not just some willy-nilly board that goes out there for information. This is real actions. Real time, so I think it is very important that this court has a really good voice on that board, somebody that understands what's going on. I'm not who I like, but I'm one man, so I'm going to let this court decide, as it should be.
I'll be glad to make the motion to appoint Commissioner Jared Lee to be on the Marion County Appraisal District.
Second. Motion made by Commissioner Ashley to appoint Commissioner Lee, and second by Commissioner Webb. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Do I need to recuse myself from that vote?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I recuse
myself. That vote is 4 yeas and 1 abstention. The abstention is by Commissioner Lee. Signed up to speak on items number 5, 6, and 7. Would you like to do so prior to the agenda or after?
Well, about now, that'd be okay.
That'd be fine. Mr. Hager signed up to speak on items number 5, 6, and 7.
Thank you, Judge, for allowing me to speak. Commissioners, I see now we're ready to move forward with this. I was just wanting to come in, and our engineer representative is Robert Herbley, and we make all of our applications really through our engineering company because they know what's going on. We, the city council member, I know where the lines are, but that's about it. But anyway, I was just wanting to introduce him and let him take just a second or two where he can get in touch with Ms. Solomon to kind of see what we want to put together and stuff like that. If that's okay?
Sure.
All right, Robert, would you go over here and just kind of tell
Robert? Robert, you can come on up. I think every man in this room knows Robert well.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Judge, Mr. Rod Hayward.
Thank you, Judge.
Yes, sir.
I see on the agenda today that I'm a little bit behind on the way things are going, but the resolution and the application affidavit and the filing things, those are standard forms that we see all the time. We do a lot of water supply applications to the water board for the SRF programs and the HB 500 programs. We've got about 20 applications going now. Now, part of the, and y'all probably know this, part of the HB 500 money was set aside in the WSIG Water Supply and Infrastructure Grant, and those are the ones we're applying for. Those are for water only. Water supply corporations are not eligible for that money. Okay, but in the HB 500 bill, there was also money set aside in some of these other programs that do have to do with sewer, wastewater, and other things that go to the water fund. So what I'm just a little bit, not confused, but don't understand yet is where the application to which program in the Water Board, Texas Water Board, is this application going to go? And it may be a little bit premature to be questioning that. I know that these forms that you guys are addressing today, the resolution and the affidavit, the application affidavit, are part of the bill. But just where, if it's not too premature, to where will the application be made? And who will that be made by? An independent person for the city, or will that be made by the county?
And so let's back up a little bit. The application for the money from the Water Development Board, is that you're talking about? Or are you talking about an application from the city of Jefferson to Marion County for use of these funds?
That's probably what I'm talking about, Judge.
Okay.
Because I think the money's already been allocated to the county of Marion.
It was allocated in the bill to the county of Marion.
Okay.
So what we have done is we've reached out to Texas Water Development Board and said, okay, now how do we move that money from this bill to our bank? And they've been stair-stepping with us. This is all new to them. It's all new to us.
We've never done this. Yes, sir.
So we're taking their lead on what steps we need to take first. So to answer your question on applications from a stakeholder to Marion County to be able to have access to this funding, we're probably a few months away from that. Right now, we're just trying to get the money from Austin to Marion County.
Gotcha.
Does that answer your question?
It does. And then at some certain point, 45, 60, 75 days away, there will be a process developed for the stakeholders.
We're working on that process now. And as soon as we have that process finalized, we're going to put an ad in the paper. I'm going to send an email to all the people that I know that have a stake in this and let them know that the application process is open and this is where you need to start that process.
Perfectly understandable. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right, we will begin with item number 5, discuss and take necessary action on the resolution for $10 million appropriation from the Texas Water Development Board. All right.
And I did, on all three of these, 5, 6, and 7, I did send it to my contact at the Water Board, and he sent it to the legal department, and they agreed with what we have written on all the forms, because they're kind of different, because like he said, like he was talking about, they're all really geared toward the grants that they offer, not an appropriation. So
Whereas Marion County is preparing a request to Texas Water Development Board under the HB 589 legislative yada appropriations. Whereas Marion County Commissioners Court recognizes that water and sewer water infrastructure repairs and additions are needed throughout the county. Whereas participation in appropriation does not obligate Marion County to provide funding to every water facility in the county, but ensures the county water and sewer issues will be reviewed and considered for funding based on necessity. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Marion County Commissioners Court that the Marion County Commissioners Court hereby expresses its support for and finds participation in the $10 million appropriation granted under HB 500 and SB 1. 2, authorize the county auditor to advertise for applications for water facilities in Marion County for project allotments from the appropriation. 3, authorize the county judge to coordinate with Marion County water facilities to understand their needs and submit in the water application prior to being presented to the Marion County Commissioners Court for final approval. Passed and approved 27th of April, 2026. That is item number 5. I make a motion that we pass item number 5 as written.
Second.
Item number. Excuse me. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 6, discuss and take action. Necessary action regarding the application filing and authorized representative resolution regarding the $10 million appropriation Texas Water Development Board. And that is authorizing the county judge to sign item number 6, I believe. That's this, Chandler?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to authorize the county judge to sign item number 6.
Application filing and authorized representative resolution in regard to the $10 million appropriation from the Texas Water Development Board authorizing county judge to sign.
Second.
Motion made by Patterson, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Discuss the necessary action regarding application affidavit for the $10 million appropriation for the Texas Water Development Board project. I'm sure that's what this is. Chairman, I'm going to bring this back to my office with me. I have to sign it in front of Sandra.
Yeah, this is one that has to be notarized.
Yeah. Gentlemen, I'll entertain a motion on item number 7.
A question, Judge?
Yes, sir.
On these applications that Rob was talking about, will these applications be made and then have to go to Austin?
No, sir.
Or they just stay, let's stay right here?
We're going to make those applications here. We're probably going to shoot one to Austin just to get a thumbs up to make sure everything's okay. But those applications are going to come through this commissioner's court for approval.
Okay.
Everything stays local.
Yeah. I think, like, once we approve the applications and stuff, then I still think we're gonna have to send them, I'm not sure. I still think we're gonna have to send them like what the application is for and the, maybe the map of the area or whatever.
They want a general knowledge of what's going
on.
Yeah,
they're still kind of like a grant. I mean, they're still gonna wanna know what's going on behind the scenes.
So once we submit that application, are they just gonna send us that much money for that particular?
I think they're gonna send us this $10 million here pretty quick once we send all this.
No. I think it's going to be like JR said. I think it's going to be per project. Per project.
Mm-hmm. Too bad. I was going to kick that into a CD.
So we're ready for number 7.
Yes, sir.
Okay, a motion to take that action regarding the application affidavit for the $10 million appropriation from the Texas Water Development Board.
Second. Motion by Ashton, second by Patterson, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yeah, they're feeling around trying to figure this out, and so are we. I mean, we're getting there.
Judge, yes, sir, appreciate you. Ms. Sullivan?
Number eight, discuss and take necessary action regarding frontline public safety solutions policy management software for Sheriff's Department for three-year period, $5,600, year one, and then 5% increase in years two to three, authorizing Marion County Sheriff David Capps to sign.
Ooh.
Just all the stuff he needs, huh?
Yeah, it's just stuff he's gotta have.
Yeah, they did take, they did shop around, they did have three quotes. This is the one that they liked, and it was the cheapest, so just so you know. This is just to keep all their information together, all their policies kinda in one place, and like it tells them when they expire, when they need to be reviewed. And all of this came about, they just had a big CDIS audit, so then that helps them stay prepared for the future.
I'm gonna motion that we take action regarding frontline public safety solutions policy management software for the Sheriff's Department for a three-year period at $5,600, year one, and then 5% increase years two to three, authorizing Marion County Sheriff David Capps to sign.
Second.
Motion by Lee, second by Webb, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Item number nine, I would like to make a motion that we table item number nine.
Second.
Motion to table by myself, second by Patterson, all in favor, table item number nine.
Aye.
Opposed? County attorney would like to discuss that with me. He grabbed me, I was waiting for him, and he grabbed me to discuss it. Item number nine is tabled.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Ashley, second by Lee, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Judge?
Yes.
Can I get a picture of you with the...